Dairy farmers may have to be paid up to 600 million euro to cull cows if the country is to meet its climate change targets. The figures are contained in an internal Department of Agriculture paper and were first reported in the Irish Independent. Ireland is unusual in the EU in that more than 35% of the country's greenhouse gas emissions come from agriculture. Under targets published by the government, emissions from farming must be reduced by a quarter before the end of the decade. The Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConlogue, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Will there be a voluntary herd reduction scheme for dairy farmers?
Well, I'm working very closely with farm representative organisations in relation to delivering on our 25% target for agriculture by 2030, which is part of the economy-wide 51% reduction. As part of doing that, a key to doing that is working with farmers and working in partnership. And I established last year a dairy vision group with farm representatives central to it, and also a beef and sheep vision group. One of the recommendations coming out of the dairy vision group was that we should explore the option of a voluntary dairy reduction scheme. So that's something that my team is currently scoping out, and is something that's under consideration. What we are absolutely committed to, Rachel, is adopting options which will deliver. And I think, and it doesn't often come out in terms of the public discussion in this, but this is something that farmers are very much up for. It's a journey which farmers are already on. And for example, in the various new Common Agricultural Policy schemes which I've launched this year, the uptake from farmers has been very strong. Those schemes are very much directed towards actually helping to achieve that emissions reduction, and really importantly back farmers in doing it. And to do that, I have ensured, working with government colleagues, that we would have a 50% increase in national government funding towards those schemes
to
support farmers
and
in that journey.
People may have heard Pat O'Rourke of the ICMSA on Drive Time yesterday. He didn't express outright opposition to a scheme like this. He fell well short of that. So when are you going to make a decision on this?
Well, I've indicated this year that 2022 would be a base year for any scheme that would be rolled out. I'm currently assessing the situation, working with the team, and really importantly, we'll continue to work with farm organisations. As you said, I've worked closely with them up to this point in time, so there isn't any shocks or surprises here. And indeed, in terms of how we step this out, it will be done in partnership.
It does sound, though, as though a scheme of this sort is going to be announced at some point in the near future.
Yeah, well, if you listen to, as you say, Pat McCormick yesterday mentioned how this was discussed at the Dairy Vision Group, and how farmers were open and proposed the idea that where some dairy farmers wanted to exit, that a voluntary exit scheme would be helpful in that regard. So listen, I'll continue to work with them now in relation to stepping that forward.
Okay,
and
so just to be clear on this, you will more than likely be making an announcement on this.
There isn't a final decision on it yet. We're scoping it out and looking at the role that it can play.
Is there a fundamental problem here in that successive governments encouraged the expansion of dairy farming? When the quotas were lifted, they were told that this was a bonanza, that this was the time to expand. Was that a mistake?
No, I think we have a tremendous dairy sector in this country.
But how can you say that and then, on the other hand, say, well, we're probably going to have a scheme where cows are culled?
Because you have to look at what we have in this country. We're a grass-based production system, farming system here. The milk we produce is the most sustainable anywhere in the world, and it produces a massive service in relation to providing dairy to many countries who aren't in a position to actually deliver it, and it also is a massive underpinning of a rural economy. Now, what we have to do is ensure we continue that food production, but reduce the emissions footprint of it, and that indeed is very doable, Rachel. If you look
at, will that involve reducing the number of dairy cows?
It will involve a range of options,
including many options.
Well, that remains to be seen. That is something that has been proposed, and which I'm currently considering whether a voluntary option for those wishing to exit would be put in place. Now, that would also be important to ensure that we can have new entrants and that we have renewal in our agricultural system, because that is also really important. But it's important to recognise this: the milk we produce is a really, really sustainable, nutritious, safe food. We do it massively well. We have a competitive advantage economically to doing it because it's grass based, and the fact that it's grass based means that it is a very sustainable system as well.
Looking though at yesterday's
The key point now going forward is to reduce the emissions footprint of how we produce.
And people accept that. Looking at yesterday's census results, the numbers working in almost every sector of the economy have increased. The exception is agriculture, forestry and fishing, where there was an 8% fall. Is that fall likely to continue?
Well, I think our food production has remained very strong. Farmers are becoming more and more efficient in relation to what they're doing. And also,
are there likely to be fewer of them, though, in the future?
Well, that has been a trend over years and over decades. But my objective is to make sure that we maintain farmers in this country, and we provide options to make sure that it is profitable for farmers of all sizes and all types. And there are real options there now, because it's not just about food production. It's also providing ecosystem services. It's also into the future as well about capturing carbon, and also really importantly as well, energy production. So there are more options now for family farms, and there will be, than there has been in the time past. And it's my intention and firm approach to make sure that means that farming becomes more profitable and that we sustain family farms across the country.
Talking about eco schemes, nature restoration or re-wetting as it's being called is due to be discussed in the Dáil today. How is Ireland going to meet its EU targets? Will farmers be forced to take part?
Certainly not. And this has been a key to the approach I've taken and that the government have taken throughout this process. We're going to work with farmers in relation to delivering our emissions reductions targets. And farmers, really importantly, are working with us. And farmers have a great appetite to contribute to this. The farm organisations are committed to delivering the 25% reduction by 2030. And we are committed to working with family farms to deliver on that as well.
So if you don't force farmers to do this, how is the system going to work?
So in relation to the re-wetting targets, I've been working at European level, at council ministers level, with ministers from other countries to make sure that the initial proposals would fully take account of our own national profile here. We have achieved changes and progress at council ministers level in the last 2 to 3 weeks, which means, for example, that in relation to the re-wetting target that's proposed and agreed among the council ministers at the moment, that target could be met entirely, if necessary, from state-owned land, from Bordenamona and Kielce land, for example.
And is that your plan then at the moment that this scheme would go ahead entirely on state-owned land?
So that really importantly provides a reassurance to farmers across the country that there will be no requirement on them to re-wet any of their land. Now, but as we've seen with the many schemes that we've rolled out, there is an appetite among farmers to contribute. I've no doubt that there'll be an appetite among farmers to contribute to this, for some, not for all, but to contribute to this. So we have the capacity, while we'll have the capacity to meet it from state-owned land entirely, farmers will also be contributing to that on a voluntary basis where they wish to do so. And the key point being paid strongly to do that as well.
We've also seen, though, farmers who are beside land that's due to be re-wetted by Bordenamona saying that they're concerned about the impact that this will have on their farms. What reassurance have you got for them?
In terms of any re-wetting decision is that it takes account of farmers around them. In terms of moving forward, it has to be fully assessed and fully acknowledge the impact, if any. And if there's any, then that has to be central to any decision. Any decision to re-wet must fully consider that.
You're also announcing today a scheme to genotype cattle. Now, how is this going to work and what can it achieve?
Yes, so listen, it's a very exciting day today for Irish agriculture, because we are taking the first step towards ensuring that Ireland will become the first country in the world to genotype its entire beef and dairy herd. After I leave here this morning, Rachel, I'll be travelling to a launch where I'll be meeting with all the farm representative organisation leaders, as well as the Irish Cattle and Breeding Federation, who will run this scheme, as well as Meat Industry Ireland, who are partnering with the ICBF and with farmers and with the Department of Agriculture to roll this scheme out.
Why does it matter though? What should it mean to people?
It means that we will have a DNA profile of every animal in this country, and that then means that we will have full traceability, 100% traceability of every single animal, and a full profile of its parentage. It also means then that we have the capacity to improve the genetic profile of the herd, and also really importantly as well, enable us to actually adopt emission reduction strategies as well in terms of genetic gain, for example, and also as we learn more in relation to the performance of animals in relation to emissions, to ensure that that is adopted into a breeding strategy. Also really importantly, from a farmer's point of view, it means it can improve profitability, because they have full knowledge of the expected performance of animals, how that animal can actually deliver a profit at the end of the day, and ensure that that aspect of sustainability is absolutely key. And that's why we're seeing farmers partner today with the department, with the industry and with the ICBF and indeed and a shared cost model with €23 million funding from the government through the Brexit Adjustment Reserve.
And is it safe to make this a reality? Is it safe to assume that they'll also be asking you about this herd reduction scheme?
I'm engaging with them every single day about it, and we're working together to step out and meet our 25% emissions reduction target.
Charlie McConlogue, Minister for Agriculture, thank you for being with us this morning.